بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: أبغض الرجال عند الله اللد الخصام، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected listeners, Alhamdulillah, we are now on lesson number 56 concerning the wisdom of actions. And in this lesson, inshallah, we will discuss about tayammum. Why was tayammum instituted? Tayammum is a speciality of this ummah. Why is tayammum done with sand? Why is there no difference between the tayammum for wuzu and the tayammum for ghusl? And say tayammum does not apply only to journeys. First of all, why was tayammum instituted? Wuzu or ghusl is compulsory for salah and many acts of deen. Because if you do not have ghusl and wuzu, then you cannot perform salah. At-tuhuru shatrul iman, that purity is a part of iman, precondition of iman. And at-tuhur is a miftahul salah, that it is a key for salah. Al-salah miftahul jannah, and salat is a key for jannah. So wuzu is a precondition for salah to take place. And other acts of sharia, for example, when we have to touch the Quran, then we have to be state of wuzu. By stating wuzu, naturally we are saying that you have to be in the state of ghusl, because wuzu is inside ghusl. When we say a person has just made wuzu, then obviously, who just has made ghusl, then obviously wuzu he has done also. So wuzu is the inner circle and the outer circle is ghusl. So when we say a person has got ghusl, then obviously when he completed his ghusl, he must have completed his ghusl for the validity of ghusl is not without the validity or completion of wuzu. However, it often occurs the person is in a place where he has no access to water, or he may be suffering from a condition because of which the use of water will be harmful to him. See, Islam is natural, obvious, practical, universal, simple. And in all these words that I have mentioned, speeches can be given that Islam is universal, Islam is natural, Islam is simple, Islam is simple to understand and practice upon, and it is according to the natural disposition of man. So Islam caters for all circumstances and situations. And here we will find that in times we have no water when we are traveling. And sometimes the person is in a physical condition, that physical condition of ailment and sickness, and certain times the doctor says that you cannot utilize water. And in our ages also we have that after certain operations and those areas which are affected by wuzu, the medical practitioners say do not let water go there. And sometimes that even if they do not say let water go there, you cannot put water there because they've got bandages and plasters and huge contraptions over those areas which are necessary to wash whilst making wuzu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His great wisdom, has made tayammum a substitute for wuzu and ghusl in such cases, such circumstances. This is because Allah has made all the injunctions of the Sharia within the capacity of people. As Allah says in the Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, no soul is burdened with more than it can bear. And therefore, whenever an injunction is revealed, it has been made to practice upon, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the injunction easy for man to carry out. So understand this, that Allah has made the injunctions of the Sharia within the capacity of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not make us do things that are unreasonable, are not logical, are not commonly easily done. For example, sighting of the moon. Our deen is easy and natural and obvious and perfect and simple and universal. Therefore, we do not resort to scientific instrumentation for sighting of moon. Because this deen is simple, it is for the man in the city, it is for the man grazing the cattle, sheep, goats in the rural areas. It is for the villager and it is for the urbanite. It is for the one staying in the tall building and it is the one staying in the thatched hut roof. So, why? Because Allah has made all injunctions of Sharia within the capacity of people. That is why the physical sighting of the moon, and not with high scientific telescopes, etc., or that you take an aircraft and now fly above the clouds and start looking at the moon. And also it is on the sighting of the moon, not on the birth of the moon. Remember, the birth of the moon and the visibility of the moon are two different things. I am diverting, but it is essential to understand how easy, simple, practical Islam is. That is why Allah has made the injunctions easy for man to carry out. You see the moon, you fast, you see the moon, you stop fasting. And this is applicable to all. Because people who think they are very clever and intelligent, they think, no, you just have to go by mere calculation, mathematical calculation, we can determine when the birth of the moon took place, and subsequently now practice and say that Ramadan has started or Ramadan has ended, or this is the day of Arafat or this is not the day of Arafat. The countries that follow this, unfortunately, are not on the right. And many a times it is perceived that this is the day of Arafat, whereas it is not the day of Arafat. And this is the first of Ramadan, whereas it is not the first of Ramadan. If you utilize mathematical calculations or use scientific instrumentation for sighting of the moon. Now, because they have failed to realize these two things, that Allah has made the injunctions of Sharia within the capacity of the general masses, people, and Allah has made the injunctions of man to carry out, easy for man to carry out, and Allah has made a deen which is universal and easy to understand and practice upon. Why has a substitute been instituted? That means, why has tayammum been instituted? Of the many methods of making matters easy is to create a substitute that a person may have the assurance of knowing that everything did not have to be forsaken, since everything has been taken the place of the original. Because the substitute has to show some semblance to the original. The substitute has to show some similarity to the original. The substitute has to show some semblance, similarity, look alike to the original. It mustn't be too far away from the original. And they will be reassured by knowing that wuzu and ghusl, that they had been carried out with such reverence all the while, and then by which the awe and the honor of their presence before Allah was brought to their attention, has not been lost at all times. When a person is making wuzu, then he knows that I am making the wuzu for a set purpose. There is an aim, there is an objective, there is a goal. You do not just make wuzu for no reason, no cause. So a person making wuzu, he knows, I'm making wuzu, I'm going to perform salah. I'm making wuzu, I'm going to hold the Quran. I'm making wuzu because I'm going to make tawaf. Now the person knows, has got the presence of mind and consciousness, that this wuzu has got an aim, salah, has got a purpose, tawaf, has got an objective, that I'm going to hold the Quran. And this objective creates a presence of Allah, creates a feeling of consciousness of Allah. A person making ghusl, and if it is faraz in nature, knows that if I do not make this faraz ghusl, I will not be able to perform salat, I will not be able to hold the Quran, I will not be able to enter the masjid, I will not be able to enter the haram, I will not be able to make the tawaf. So he knows this consciousness. So the tayammum is a substitute which has got inbuilt consciousness, that the person who's making this tayammum will know that I am going to make this tayammum first of all because I've got no water, I am sick, I've got bandages, I've got a plaster, I'm ailing. That's one. Secondly, the person knows that this tayammum is a substitute for the wuzu or the ghusl. And thirdly, whilst making the tayammum, the person knows and understands and takes into cognizance the presence of Allah. And this presence of Allah, you'll see, is a qadr-e mushtarak, is the common factor, common denomination between the wuzu, ghusl and tayammum. That the person has got aim, object, and got a purpose for making the wuzu or the ghusl or the tayammum. And the person has got a presence of mind when making wuzu, ghusl or tayammum. And now, When the person does that, he will attain obviously the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the substitute in place, it would possibly occur to a person that the importance that has been given to purity was really not all too necessary. Furthermore, if people were allowed to perform salah without wuzu and ghusl when the need arose, they would grow accustomed to neglecting purity. We all know that purity is the quality of the malaika, and malaika are chosen by Allah and pure, innocent and close to Allah, and getting the mercy, boons, favors, grace of Allah. And their presence of the malaika brings the boons and the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we imitate the state of purity of the malaika, we also get the grace and the boons and the favors which Allah is bestowing upon the malaika, upon the angels. We also get that. We also feel at peace and tranquil, because cleanliness brings us nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Islam is pure. Tawheed is pure. Risalat is pure. And the belief is pure. The rituals are pure. Acts of ibadat are pure. And a person who is clean, neat, pure, is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why on the come the day of Jummah, come the day of Eid, there is so much stress laid upon ghusl, paring of nails, applying of ether, using of miswak, adorning of neat, pure, clean clothing, not necessarily new. You must understand here that Shariat does not want to put people into difficulty, as we have explained in the beginning of this lesson. There come Eid or Jummah too. It is not necessary to have new clothing. Yes, stress is laid upon clean, pure clothing. Because cleanliness is part of the Sharia. And Islam stresses on cleanliness. Cleanliness of the place is precondition of salat even. And that is why Islam stresses upon cleanliness of the clothing, cleanliness of the house, cleanliness of the toilet, cleanliness whilst going to toilet, whether we pass urine or stool, cleanliness after coming out of the toilet, washing, cleanliness before eating, washing, cleanliness after eating, washing, and cleanliness, wuzu, before salah, touching the Quran, making tawaf, before going into the masjid, to be at least, must have been in the state of ghusl. Then, better to be in wuzu all the time, because according to the hadith, it is a shield for us. So Islam is stressing upon purity. That is why it is not that, yes, dua, zikr, there is no precondition for purity there. Official purity, meaning wuzu or ghusl. But for a person to be in the state of wuzu all the time, it is desirous by the Shariat, because that serves as a shield, according to the hadith, for the Muslim. That is why now we have got the tayammum to be a substitute. Otherwise, there will be no system in Islam. A person can go for salat without wuzu, or without ghusl, or without tayammum. Then there will be no system. Secondly, it will be negating the stress of purity. And thirdly, we will not be imitating the malaika. And fourthly, that the grace and the boon and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be forthcoming. Now we have got a substitute in the time of need and necessity for ghusl and wuzu, that is tayammum. Whilst at this point, we'll discuss another issue, that there are people, this modern school of thought, and they are saying that why we must have qurbani these days. Instead of slaughtering literally hundreds or thousands of animals, sheep, goat, and cattle, instead of slaughtering so many, and the figures go in the millions, why we must slaughter them? Instead, you take the money and give it to the poor. And take this money, and they say you can benefit the poor. You can build houses for them. You can give them clothing. You can give them food. You can give them facilities of earning. You can build for them factories, or you can build for them boreholes, or you can build for them bridges and rivers, artificial ones. Now, this sounds very rosy, very good, very attractive. Yeah, also understand something, that these modernistic theories that I presented, they are very sweet-coated pills. And they're attractive, they look glamorous and good. They look shiny. But when you look at it carefully, they are very, very far away from the Sharia, from the Deen. So every argument presented has to be analyzed carefully in the backdrop of the Sharia. And we have to understand the Sharia in order to give a good, proper answer for this. Their argument is, no, why must we have qurbani? Because the people can benefit from the money. Our reply is very simple. Because since we are talking about tayammum being a substitute for wuzu and ghusl, so in line with that, qurbani, the original, the asal, is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was instructed via a dream, and a dream of a Nabi is equivalent to wahi, divine revelation, to a divinely appointed person, and he was to sacrifice his son, Ismail alayhi salam. So that is the original. And the substitute of that original was sacrifice of a ram. Because when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam went forth fulfilling the command and injunction of Allah, he found that he was slaughtering a ram. So the original was sacrificing of Ismail alayhi salam. And the substitute, the badal, was slaughtering of the ram. So Shariat has already given the original and the substitute there. And there can be no substitute of a substitute in Sharia. In law of Sharia, we do not have a substitute of a substitute. See, we have got ghusl, and the substitute of the ghusl is tayammum. But there is no substitute now for the tayammum. We got wuzu, original, asal, and the substitute for that is tayammum. There is no substitute of a substitute. We have got Jummah Salat, original. A person misses the Jummah Salat. He makes the substitute now, Zohr Salat. There is no substitute for that. There is no substitute for the substitute. A person was late for Jummah Salat, and he had no wuzu. When he got into the masjid, he realized that if he has to make wuzu and then join the salat, then the Jummah will be over. According to the Shariat, he has missed the Jummah, because by the time he makes wuzu, the Jummah will be over. He cannot make tayammum, because the Jummah has got a substitute. There are only two places where a person will make tayammum out of shortage of time, because there is no substitute for that janaza salat. A person came in and now the janaza salat has commenced. The person says, if I have to make wuzu, janaza salat will be over. So he makes tayammum. Why he makes tayammum? Because there is no substitute for that janaza salat. A person came in and he was going to miss the Eid Salat. He's already started. Now he'll make tayammum and join. Why? Because there is no substitute for that Eid Salat. But in the case of Jummah, there is substitute Zohr Salat. So, Qurbani, that is the sacrifice of Ismail alayhi salam. That's the original. The substitute is sacrifice of Ram. You cannot have now monetary distribution of wealth, etc., which is supposed to be utilized for Qurbani as a substitute. Why? Because there is no substitute for a substitute. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us tayammum as a substitute in the time of need and necessity for wuzu and ghusl. Now, we have to realize this tayammum is a speciality of this ummah. When matters have been stated above, the injunction of tayammum was first revealed to the malaika, and tayammum had been given the status of a form of attaining purity. From there it was revealed as part of our Sharia. This injunction was one of those by which this ummah is distinguished from other ummahs. A hadith in Muslim, narrated by Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, states that this ummah has been honored above the other ummahs through three factors. Number one, our rows in Salat are formed like those of the Malaika. The entire earth has been made a place of worship for us. Thirdly, sand has been made a means of attaining purity for us in the absence of water. Here in this hadith, we get three factors, three reasons this ummah is superior. On my website, alislam.co.za, we have compiled one article, the superiority or the speciality of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What things are special in our ummah? For example, ruku in salat is a speciality of this ummah. And I have listed there, made some research, looked at various kitabs, and came to a listing of over 130 special features of ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam compared to other ummahs. Very interesting reading that is, and astonishing, interesting, marvelous facts you'll find there. Go and check it, alislam.co.za, specialities of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here we are talking of tayammum, and three factors. Our rows in salat are formed like those of the malaika. We explained this previously, that just like how the malaika stand, we stand in salat like that. And that is why our actions when they come close to the malaika, because the malaika are pure, and purity leads us to Allah Ta'ala. Compared to other places, other ummats, our ummat, for us, the entire earth has been made a place of worship for us. And wherever we go, Alhamdulillah, the earth, we can, provided it is pure, park, saf, clean, then we will perform salat there. That is why you will find the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing salah at the bus stop, at the railway stop, at the airport, at the roadside, everywhere, alhamdulillah. Because of this factor, that the entire earth has been made a place for worship for us. And thirdly, pertaining to the topic, the sand has been made a means of attaining purity for us when water is not present. So we are so fortunate that Allah has made the Sharia within the capacity of all, universal in nature, and made the injunctions for us easy to carry, and granted us a speciality that we, for us, that the earth, the sand, has become a means of attaining purity. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to practice upon the deen. Inshallah, when we come back next week, we discuss lesson 57. Why is tayammum done with sand? Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.